The Australian government's policy of locating asylum seekers in offshore detention centres in Papua New Guinea has been under question since a PNG Supreme Court case in 2016 found the detention illegal. Now the government of Papua New Guinea is offering refugees still on Manus Island a voluntary transfer to the nation's capital, Port Moresby. With more, I'm joined by political reporter Alexandra Beach. Alex, firstly, what exactly is the PNG government offering to these refugees?
Eleanor, the information provided to the refugees shows that they are being offered that opportunity to move from Manus to Port Moresby. And this is for a group of men that's been on Manus for about 6 years and they've been found to be genuine refugees. They have been reassured as part of this that they're not going to be put in immigration detention, but that in Port Moresby they'd be provided with self-contained accommodation, a weekly allowance, healthcare services, education and training. So this is not a permanent solution, but they have also been told that if they are already part of the group that's being considered for resettlement in the United States, that moving to Port Moresby as part of this won't affect that process. And if they've been denied by the United States, that this will give them basically a place to stay while they consider their options for the future.
We've seen some of these stranded refugees being privately funded by concerned Australians to resettle in Canada. How are the refugees themselves that are being offered this Port Moresby option responding?
Well, it is still early days for reaction off Manus, but there has been a little bit of talk on social media. So writer and Manus Island detainee Behrouz Bashani has posted on Twitter that Port Moresby is the same as Manus and that they can't live in Papua New Guinea. He's also shared a comment by another man who says they've already been transferred from country to country and that they're sick of political games. But I spoke with Graham Tom, the refugee advisor for Amnesty International, and he was cautiously optimistic. He says that it looks like this could signal the beginning of the end for offshore processing on Manus Island, which he sees as a positive. But he also remains worried as well that this isn't a long-term solution for this group of about 130 men and argues it's really time to talk about New Zealand's offer to take people. Here's a bit of what he had to say about this offer.
It is a significant step. However, we still have serious concerns about their physical safety and also about their health care and the fact that this does not provide them with a durable solution. You know, this is just another move for these guys after 6 years.
What would you like to see happen next?
Well, it's time that durable solutions were found for all these men. We need to make sure, firstly, if they are moved to Port Moresby, that their safety is paramount, because this is one of the most dangerous cities in the world and these men are going to stick out like a sore thumb. I mean, when we've been to Port Moresby to visit men taken there for medical treatment, they've described how they've been attacked and just how scared they are, really.
So that's Graham Tom from Amnesty International. Alex, has there been any reaction yet from the Australian government?
Yes, in a statement, the government says Australia is aware that this is happening, but also it says PNG is acting under its own domestic legislation here and that it's acting within its own sovereign right.
Alexandra Beach in Canberra, thank you.